Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry, I was on mute. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. Happy Sabbath to each and every one of you. We serve a mighty God, and we just want to give him the honor, the praises that belongs to our King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Amen. So I will start with a word of prayer, and I will place some more songs, and then I will start my reading as we're waiting for others to join us. Thank you for joining us. Amen. Let us pray. Kind and loving Father, it's so great to call you Father and to thank you for your many blessings. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your long suffering with us, your unfaithful, ungrateful, unkind, and loving children, but you loved us so much, and you're beckoning us to repent and to seek you and to turn from our wicked ways. Help us, teach us, show us how to do those things, Lord. Please be with us, Lord. Forgive us of our sins, our trespasses. Help our children. Help those that have grandchildren, great-grandchildren, our neighbors, or family or friends, co-workers, be with each and every one of them. May we be the light, that spark that they see and they want to inquire, how can I have that joy and that peace? How can I be saved? And may we direct them to you, Lord. Forgive us where we have failed and come short. I pray that you will bless each and every one as they join, Lord. Be with them in this time of bereavement, this time of joy, this time of complacency, this time of even anger and disappointment and temptation, Lord. May you see them through. May they, you bring them out victoriously. Bless our brothers and sisters near and far, those that's in the Asian countries, South Korea, Japan, China, also those that are in Canada, Netherlands, the Caribbeans, and even here in the United States, Lord, we're all children, and we are all caught up in this great controversy that started in heaven. But we pray that you will protect us as we're living in this world to glorify you and to praise you and to honor you. Strengthen us to this end, we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord again. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters, and I will share a reading from The Desire of Ages. Again, this is taken from The Desire of Ages. Just want to share this really blessing moment that I just had. I had set up the show twice, and it was going to cancel. I'm not sure which one was going to be canceled, and I just had to move fast behind the scene to cancel whichever one I thought that was going to cancel, and God worked it out that I canceled the right episode and that we didn't have any disruption in the line. So praise the Lord for his blessing and his Holy Spirit working on the behalf of us, his people. So again, I'll share from Desire of Ages, chapter 29. Again, happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters, and welcome. We just had our prayer. As the Jews departed from God and failed to make the righteousness of Christ their own by faith, the Sabbath lost its significance to them. Satan was seeking to exalt himself and to draw men away from Christ, and he worked to pervert the Sabbath because it is a sign of the power of Christ. The Jewish leaders accomplished the will of Satan by surrounding God's rest day with burdensome requirements. In the days of Christ, the Sabbath has become so perverted that its observance reflects the character of selfish and arbitrary men rather than the character of the loving Heavenly Father. The rabbis visually represent God as given law, which it was impossible for men to obey. They lead the people to look upon God as a tyrant and to think that the observance of the Sabbath as he required it made men hard-hearted and cruel. It was the work of Christ to clear away these misconceptions. Although the rabbis follow him with merciless hostility, he did not even appear to conform to their requirements, but went straightforward, keeping the Sabbath according to the law of God. Amen. Upon the Sabbath day, as the Savior and his disciples returned from the place of worship, they passed off ripening grain. Jesus has continued his work to a late hour. So even the master sometimes works late. Continue. And while passing through the fields, the disciples begin to gather the heads of grain as to eat the kernels after rubbing them in their hand. Or on any other day, this act would be excited no comment. For when passing through a field of grain, an orchard or a vineyard was at liberty to gather what he desired to eat. And that's taken from Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 24 through 25. Do this on the Sabbath was held to be an act of desecration
Not only was the gathering of the grain a kind of reaping, but the rubbing of it in the hand was a kind of threshing. Thus, in the opinion of the rabbi, there was a double offense. And threshing, that's, let me give you the meaning of threshing. Again, it's spelled T-H-E-R-E-S-H-I-N-G, and it means to separate grain from a plant, typically with an instrument or with an action or a machinery, and it's some sort of reaping. So that's the meaning of threshing. Continue reading. The spies at once complained to Jesus, saying, "Behold, thy disciple do that which is not lawful to do on the Sabbath day." When accused of Sabbath breaking at Bethesda, Jesus defended himself by affirming his sonship to God and declaring that he worked in harmony with the Father. Now that the disciples are attacked, he cited these accusers to explain from the Old Testament acts performed on the Sabbath by those who were in the service of God. The Jewish teacher prided himself on their knowledge of the scriptures, and in the Savior's answer, there was an implied rebuke for their ignorance of the sacred writings. "Have you not read so much as this," he said, "what David did when himself was an hunger, and they which were with him, how he went into the house of God and did take and eat the showbread, which is not lawful to eat but for the priests alone. And he said unto them, the Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Have ye not read in the law how on the Sabbath day the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and are blameless? But I say unto you that in this place is one greater than the temple. The Son of Man is the Lord also of the Sabbath." 2, verses 27 through 28 in Matthew chapter 12, verses 5 through 6. And I'll stop there. So we know again that the Sabbath was made for us. And we wasn't made for the Sabbath, but the Sabbath was put in for us. Amen. So God is, he's righteous, he's holy. And as we see there, the rabbi, the Jewish teacher, they're trying to trick Jesus up. And he's the Lord of the Sabbath. They didn't know they had a greater one than the temple and everything that they're performing. And yet, they didn't have love in their heart, even for their creator, their maker, because they failed to see that he was Jesus the Christ that they have been waiting for. So let us not be fail that our Lord is soon coming, and the work that he requires to do even now to call the lost sheep of Israel back to him and to point them to him and to pray and intercede for others. Amen. As we continue to keep the Sabbath holy, we continue to be obedient unto our maker, our creator, our Lord. So please press 1 if you would like to share at this time. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. We know as those that come on early have a little bit more time to share because there's only a few. So again, thank you. Praise the Lord. Happy Sabbath. God is good and he's truly worthy to be praised. 518 482. Your line is now open.
Good evening. That's my line, Sister Carla.
Yes.
Good
amen.
Evening.
Good evening.
Happy Sabbath to one and all.
Yes.
Who are
praise
on
the Lord.
Line and who is coming soon to come. You know, this week was a very, you know, you hear all kinds of things, but one of my old church members, a young person, passed away. Oh, boy. And that has left us, you know, My children were shocked about it because it is their friend. She died from a clot. Imagine that, another clot. But God is good. God is good. And these things make you think, you know, how God is good to all of us. But that's why we always have to be ready. We have to always be prepared. And I thank God for the joy of knowing him. Because in spite of all these things that is happening around, your friends going and so many people dying every day, when you know God, it makes a difference. Because it just behoves us to live nearer to God, you know. We need to live nearer to him. This evening I want to talk about a little on this subject, stand firm. We have to stand firm. If we are not standing firm now, we would never be able to stand firm in keeping the Sabbath, as Sister Carla was talking about the Sabbath. We wouldn't stand up to keep the Sabbath. We wouldn't stand up to keep nothing. We have to always try to stand firm on God's word. And this, I remember the story of Elijah, right, on Mount Carmel. Then they had this contest on Mount Carmel. All of us should know that story about the contest that they have on Mount Carmel. He said Elijah challenged the people to take a stand, to follow whoever was true to God. And why did you think so many people, waver between the two choices? Some of them maybe were not sure. But many, however, I know that the Lord was God. Many knew that the Lord was God. But we know they enjoyed. Why did they not come on Elijah's side when he said, if the Lord be God, follow him. If Baal, then follow him. You know, many were enjoying the sinful pleasures and the benefits that came with the fallen Ahab and his idolatrous worship. They were having fun worshiping those idols. But my dear brothers and sisters, it is very important. It is very important to take a stand for the Lord. If we just drift along with whatever is pleasant and easy, someday we will discover that we have been worshiping a false God. If we just drift along with the crowd, we ourselves, one of these days, will find out that we are lost. That is my thought for this evening, and I'm thankful to God for, you know, bringing all these little stories, these Bible stories, because each one of them have a truth, have some truth in it. Each of these stories have truth for all of us. And I thank God every day that I can read, I can see, to read God's word and to tell my friends about God, you know, on the phone. Whenever we could talk, I was just talking to my friend there, and she said, she was going back home to her country next month because she had a heart attack, and she said she thanked God for bringing her and, you know, getting the surgery, and she's doing well, so she's going back home, so she has to thank God. But this evening, I just want to give God praise and thanks for his many blessings. Life, just I can enjoy a good measure of health and strength at this time of my life. I give God praise and thanks. I thank him for the Sabbath. I thank him when I see things going wrong. I don't have to join them. I could stand up and by myself. I could stand up because that is what God all wants us to do, to stand firm for him, not to join in with the crowd and do the bad things or the wicked things that they are doing. We have to stand up for God. And the Sabbath is a very, very important command that God has given us. And many of us, sometimes we feel we take the Sabbath just casual, as a casual day. But the Sabbath would be the sign. It would be the test of each one of us. And we have to stand up, because even in my church, I could say it up to last week. I could give this my testimony. They said, we have to stay back for some meeting. I said, you know what? I am not staying back for any meeting. I am, this is a Sabbath day. I'm tired of this. And I made that decision a few years back. I stopped going to all the committee meetings that they're having on Sabbath. I said, we have 7 days, 6 days, sorry, 6 days to work, 6 days to do what we have to do. And the 7th day, we cannot be getting all of these different committee meetings. You know, and I just walked out. I came home. I did not stay back. I said, I am finished with that. I'm not going back there. I said, you all tell me what transpired there. I would be happy with that. But I am not staying to no meeting on Sabbath. Because the Sabbath is not our day. It is not our day. It is God's day. It's a day to be reverent, to think about God and to make ourselves more, you know, learn about God's ways, his ways. We should learn about his ways and what we should do to please him and not to be good. What's the word I should do? Desecrating his Sabbath day. Keeping all these committee meetings, and you say that this meeting is godly, you're talking God's business, I don't feel that it's right. So I didn't stay back. We have to learn to stand up for Jesus, and if we can't stand up now, we're never able to stand up. But God is good. God is good. And I want to sing this song. I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. I'm going to sing this song for us this evening. I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus, since I found in him a friend so strong and true. I will tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend can do. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me. All my life was full of sin when Jesus found me. All my heart was full of misery and woe. Jesus placed his strong and loving arms about me, and he led me in the way I ought to go. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me. And the last verse says, every day he comes to me with new assurance. More and more I understand his words of love. But I'll never know just why he came to save us. Till someday I see his blessed face above. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else can take the sin and darkness from us. Oh, how much he cared for us. Oh, how much he cared for me. Amen, Sister Carla. And that's my contribution and encouragement to us all this evening. Stand firm.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening.
Yes, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Continelli, for coming on.
and sharing and just telling us what the how the Lord has blessed you and just encouraging words. They're so profound. They're so true. We have to be able to stand up for what is right or we will fall for anything. And may the Lord have mercy. A lot of people have done that because of whatever fear, whatever decision, whatever they did or did not do, and they failed to stand up conscience. And we are, we all have to give account for whatever we have done or said. So it's time for people to repent and make it right with God before that dreadful day of his coming or that day of day leaving the earth shall come soon upon them. And we know the people, he said, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. So may the Lord truly help us as it was in the past. It is also in our time, but the technology and the things have changed, but it's the same devil, but he has, he's using other technology and means to destroy God's people. So may the Lord truly have mercy upon us. There's unity in oneness and strength, and may we continue to lift up the name of God and to pray, and we know that he will protect us and guide us and keep us as the apple of his eyes. So I'll go to the next caller again. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. I just want to welcome you this evening. 225-337, your line is now open.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. This is Sister Leola, and I'm calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I would like to read just, this is from the Devotion and Maranatha, and it's talking about the signs to lead the large city. I'm going to read this part. I have like two parts, Sister Carl. I'm going to read that quickly. It said, the time is not far distant when, like the early disciples, we shall be forced to seek a refuge in desolate and solitary places. As the siege of Jerusalem by the Roman armies was signal for flight to the Judean Christian, so the assumption of power on the part of our nation, the United States, and the decree enforcing the paper Sabbath will be a warning to us. It will then be time to leave the large cities, preparatory to leaving the smaller ones for retired homes and secluded places among the mountains. And I'm dropping down to the other paragraph. The trade unions and confederacy of the world are a snare. Keep out of them and away from them, brethren. Have nothing to do with them because of these unions and confederacy, it will soon be very difficult for our institution to carry on their work in the cities. Educate our people to get out of the city into the country where they can obtain a small piece of land and make a home for themselves and their children. And long there will be such strife and confusion in the city that who wishes to leave them will not be able. We are not to locate ourselves where we will be forced into close relation with those who do not honor God. A crisis is soon to come in regard to the observance of Sunday. Sunday party is strengthening itself in its false claims, and this will mean oppression to those who determine to keep the Sabbath of the Lord. The last sentence. In providence of God, we can secure places away from the cities. The Lord would have us to do this. There are troubled times before us. And I was reading this a couple of days ago. I'm so thankful, sisters and brothers, that the Lord has enabled me to purchase a little piece by God's grace, whom the Lord would have to be able to come and stay there with us. I'm asking the Lord to lead. But I tell you this, to know, to be in this place, in this Adventist with my brothers and sisters. This ministry is teaching us, telling us we are studying together to know, and we hear from others to help us to know when that time is. By God's grace, if we can do it now, now is better for those that is not there yet. Pray for me. Pray for others that we will be soon and very soon to the country. So thank you, Sister Carly, for opening my line, and God bless. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Leola, for sharing that, reading that. That is so powerful. I've read it many of time, and that was written so long ago, and this is for the, you know, it was for then, the Christian era, and we're even now in the Christian era in the latter days, and it is for us, especially now. And, you know, may the Lord continue to help us. He is long-suffering, because we should have been out of the city a long time ago. Now it's getting harder and harder to get out if you're still there. So may you pray and afflict your soul and ask God to lead you. And we know the trade union, those things are starting up. They're striking, but they're quickly trying to out them, you know, or they're not televising the strike that's going on. But it will be a huge strike that will be going on simultaneously. And they think it's going to come to a halt. I know there was a strike in New York, the bus system, the train system, but they tried to get them back going quickly. But it's going to come a time when those things are going to be shut down and people will not have a way to get around unless they have a vehicle. So may we, the Lord, and may we do the things that we ought to do. As for myself, living in the country has been a blessing because I learned so much, and it's a learning time for me, and it's a preparation for the heavenly country. It's a preparation for me to spend time with God and to be in his presence and to be here peaceful, away from the noise and all the pollution and all the things that goes on in the city. So it's the time to draw closer to God also as you're in the country. So praise the Lord again. Thank you. I'll go to the next caller. Blessed Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us wherever you are. May you continue to petition the Lord for wisdom and guidance as you make your exit out of the city into the country or the rural areas. Amen. So I'll go to 985232. Good evening. Happy Sabbath. Your line is open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. Happy Sabbath. This is Happy Preparation Day. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. Just want to thank God for being so loving and kind to us. And I would like to read two short Bible quotes. 1 John 4:12, no man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us, and his love is perfect in us. Amen. Our Father, please make your present power and perfection known through my love for your children and their love for each other. In Jesus' name, I ask this. Amen. Amen. Yes, we thank God for being so loving and kind to us, and we know that he's a good God. I was talking to my sister-in-law this morning, and we were talking about some things. I said, God is not an unjust God. He's a just God. I said, things like they were, she was saying, somebody said, I said, God does not do that. I said, people bring up on evil on themselves because God does not do that. When God punishes us, we know. Like when he sent that hurricane through here, that means he said he won't respect. Everybody gave respect. They're the good, bad, and the ugly. That mean the rich, poor, and in between, you know, because we was alert, even the babies. They was getting out the way. And they knew water was rising and everything, you know. They was praying. They were saying a prayer, calling the Lord. So that's when they know it's time to wake up and call the Lord and get right, because they know, and those didn't, you know, we just prayed for them, and, you know, those wanted to just stay home and go away. They call it peaceful, but, you know, the rest of us, like, no, we're going away, and we're going to ride and pray. So I just thank God for, you know, I know the difference, you know, what he want, what he don't want, but, you know, I'm still trying to learn and understand things as they come up. And I know that God, when God do things, he don't do it to fail. He do it because he wants attention. He's a jealous God. So we thank God for him, because we ain't nobody, because if he wouldn't have loved us, he wouldn't never let us live this long. So I just asked prayer for, and I told somebody, I said, you think God would have gave his only begotten son for somebody like us? I bet you we got terrible children. We wouldn't give one up. Amen? So that's the bottom line I was trying to get to. So I just asked for prayer for Advent Life Church, for all our brothers and sisters, wherever they at, the sick, the homeless, the nursing homes, and all our leaders and everybody. Just actually pray for their ministry. Continue praying for the world, because we're in a turmoil, and we know we're in the last days. So just keep each and everyone in prayer, and we pray that the old come back, and that we continue to pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother John.
Yeah, I'd like to say hello to everyone. This is Brother John from Houma, Louisiana. And I thank God for his many blessings. And I just want to say that I know that I have been learning some more and more about the word. As usual, like I said, it's nonstop. You know, there's always something to learn, and it's something to teach always, you know, about the word of God and everything. And I've just been, just like I said, the more I learn, the more blessed I feel, just to help other people and things, and do God's work, you know, the work that he want us to do. So I'm happy to do that, and I continue on. So that's all I have to say. So God bless. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Brenda, and thank you, Brother John, for sharing. May the Lord continue to bless you and guide you and keep you. And we know we have a jealous God, not so jealous as men jealous, but a godly jealous over us. As you said, we're sinful mortal being, but he's still jealous over us. It's a love that he has for us. He wanted us to repent and to seek him and to be obedient so that we can live. This is for our own good. And we know a lot of things is going on in the world, but we have to keep our eyes upon the Lord. And I'm reminding us everything that's going on, even earthquakes, even tornadoes, flood, hurricane. Sometimes we think these things are of God, but the devil, you know, just like in Exodus chapter 7, you know, starting at verse 10, the devil have source, you know, have his Pharaoh, I'm sorry, in that part, Pharaoh, which, you know, they all work for the devil. They have their magician, their sorcerer, and enchantment, which they perform things that happen. Moses throw down his rod, and the magician also throw down his rod, and it turned into snake. But we know Moses' rod, the snake eat up the other snake. So we know human have technology to cause things to be. So we have a loving God, and it's time for us to call upon him to protect his people, and for them to get out of whatever dangerous places that they're in, to a solitary place, and to afflict their soul, and to repent and seek him, and And, you know, many will be destroyed. May the Lord help us to keep our mind sane and keep our mind upon him, because he is soon to come, and we have to cry aloud and spare not, and show thy people thy transgression and the house of Israel, the house of Jacob, their sin. So that's us, brothers and sisters. We have to afflict our soul, make sure we're on the right path, that narrow road leading to Christ. Amen. So I just want to thank you again for sharing, my brothers and sisters. Again, press 1 so that I can open your line. We have a few that has pressed 1. So at this time, we're just going to be brief with our sharing now. 272-770. Good evening. Happy Sabbath. Thank you for joining us.
Amen, Sister Carla. Thank you for opening my line. Happy blessed Sabbath to each and every one of my beloved brothers and sisters. I'm so grateful to be here tonight, this evening, with my beloved. And I'm just so happy for the Lord bringing me through another week safe and sound, giving me safe traveling mercies to and fro. It is such a blessing to know that God is always for us. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. And speaking about that, I do have a scripture that I would like to read in Psalms chapter 100, verses 1 through 5. Amen. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all nations. Amen. My beloved, I do have a song I would like to sing, but I don't want to keep you because I know there's others on the line. So would it be okay if I just sing the first verse?
Yes, go ahead and sing the first and the second, my sister. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Sister Carla. Amen. Standing on the promises. Amen. Standing on the promises of Christ, my King, who eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ the Lord. Bound to him eternally by love's strong cord. Overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword. Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for opening my line, my beloved. We're moving tonight to Florida, and we're packing the things in the truck. So I would ask for prayers for myself and my daughter for safe travel and mercy. If you can lift us up in prayer, I greatly appreciate it. And I would like to lift up all my beloved brothers and sisters on the prayer line as well, Sister Carlos. I thank you so much. Love you all, and happy blessed Sabbath to each and every one of you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you again, Sister Tamika, for sharing that song, Standing on the Promises. And that's what we have to do. We have to stand on the precious promises of God, and we have to be obedient to his commandment and to his law and to the things that he has told us to do. You know, he gave us 6 days to do all our work, to do everything that we needed to do, and the Sabbath from sunset Friday to sunset Saturday, not to do any work or anything that we shouldn't be doing, anything that can wait for the next day. He, you know, tell us not to partake of those things. So we have to be very obedient, and we have to ask the Lord to help us and to strengthen us. So I just want to encourage my brothers and sisters in whatever they're planning, whatever they're doing, you know, ask the Lord for wisdom and guidance and not to break the Sabbath. Amen. So, again, we're going to open the line for another caller. 857-505. Good evening. Happy Sabbath. Your line is open.
Hello, Sister Carla. Hello, my beloved brothers and sisters. How are you, beloved? My name is Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. Sister Carla, I would like to thank Sister Tamiko for singing that song, my beloved sister. I don't know. Can Sister Tamiko put Brother Jolly on a two-way? Because I'm gonna do a special prayer this morning, because Sister Carla, I want her to call him at this moment, because we're going to do a special prayer for him, that
Brother
the Lord
Eli
will touch him in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Sister Carla, God is good. He's worthy to be praised. Sister Carla, you want me to pray, do a short prayer if I can? Yes, Lord.
Yes, you
God,
can do a short prayer for Johari, please.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. God, Heavenly Father, Lord. God, we magnify your name, God, this moment, Lord. God, how excellent is your name, God. You are so worthy to be praised, Lord. God, we want to give you thanks. We want to give you praise, Lord, because, God, you are mighty. God, you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. God, at this moment, God, I want to lift for Sister Carla, Lord, who is hosting the prayer line, Lord. We ask God to come bless Sister Carla, Lord. We ask God to give Sister Carla deliverance, Lord. God, Sister Carla's hosting the prayer line, Lord. We ask God to give Sister Carla the strength, Lord. God, give her deliverance. God, watch over her, Lord. God, we ask God to touch her, Sister Carla, Lord. God, at this moment, God, I want to lift up Brother Jari to you, Lord. I'm asking you, God, to touch him, Lord. We ask you, God. We ask God to touch him, Lord. God, we ask you, God. He have the COVID-19, Lord. I'm asking you, God, to make that COVID-19, God, to stay away from him, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We ask God, allow Sister Carla, Lord, to stay the healthy, stay, allow Sister Carla, Lord, to encourage him, God, on the prayer line, Lord. Allow Sister Carla, Lord, after I'm finished praying, Lord, allow Sister Carla to tell him to drink some lemon juice, Lord, to take some ginger, take some lemon pepper, Lord, to take it in the morning, Lord, to take it in the afternoon, Lord, to take it at nighttime, Lord. I'm asking you, God, to strengthen all of us, God. God, we ask you, God, to touch my friend, God, with your healing power, Lord. God, I love Sister Carla, God, to do a special prayer for him, Lord. God, I want to lift a Sister Viola to you, Lord. God, bless us, God. Watch over us, God. Watch over everyone, God, in the prayer line, Lord. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen and amen. Sister Carla, I don't know if you encourage
thank
him
you,
at the moment. Thank
yes,
you, Sister Carla,
for
opening my line. Encourage him with the, tell him to drink
amen.
Some. Tell him, Sister Carla, that
Eli?
Healthy right now.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Eli. Yes, I did share yesterday, you know, what we should be doing, the 8 laws of health. And I pray that Sister Tamika will, because Brother Johari's not on, that she would, if she talked to him or you talk to him, you can tell him and share with him the 8 laws of health that we shared yesterday and the other remedy, which you do know about. So that is my encouragement for us to keep the laws of health, for us to seek the Lord and to repent and ask the Lord for health and strength in our being so that we can be a testament to those around us. So praise the Lord. I'll go to the next caller. 9312, happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Happy Sabbath to all. Hi, Sister Carla. Happy Sabbath.
Can I meet you, Sex
Hold on.
Driving around?
Yes.
Amen.
Thankful to the Lord for his blessings, for his mercies towards us, that we can see another Sabbath. And we know that the Sabbath, you know, we're anticipating when we all, as I was reading earlier today in Isaiah 66, 22 and 23, that spoke about from one new moon to another and from one Sabbath, shall all flesh come to worship before me, said the Lord. So we are looking for and anticipating that day when we all will gather in a peaceful environment with no sin, with no devil anymore, and we all will be gathered on that heavenly shore. Yes, when the saints go marching in. I'd just like to do a song. Wouldn't keep y'all too long. I will do When They Ring Those Golden Bells for Me. You know, when our names are called, we want to know that by the grace of God, that our life and our relationship with Jesus are in place. So hope and pray as you listen to this song that it will bless each and every one's heart as we come together in provoking each other unto love and good works. There's a land beyond the river that we call the sweet forever, and we only reach that shore by faith's decree. One by one we'll gain the portal, there to dwell with the immortals. When they ring those golden bells for you and me, don't you hear the bells now ringing? Don't you hear the angels singing? 'Tis the glory, hallelujah, to the King. In that land of far forever, just beyond the shining river, when they ring those golden bells for you and me. When all day shall know their number, when in death we sweetly slumber, when the King commands the spirits to be free, oh, nevermore with anguish laden, we shall reach that lovely heaven. When they ring those golden bells for you and for me. So don't you hear the bells now ringing? Don't you hear the angels singing? It's a glory, hallelujah, to the King. In that far off sweet forever, just beyond that shining river, when they ring those golden bells for you and me.
Happy Sabbath to all. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my life.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Elder Richardson, for that song. Again, happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. I pray that everyone is staying warm. As we know, the temperature is very low. It's 33 now here, but it feels like 25. So it's 8 degree lower whatever the temperature is. And in the morning, about 7, it's supposed to be 24, so it's actually going to be like 16. So may the Lord protect us and keep us, and pray that we did everything that we can, and just pray and ask the Lord for protection and his mercy upon each and every one of us. And if Sister Powell is in a position to pray, to do a prayer, may she press 1 if she's able to do a prayer. And I would just like to read Hebrews chapter 4. I'll start from verse 3 for context's sake. It says, "For we which have believed do enter into rest. As he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world." Verse 4, "For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his work. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest." Verse 6, "Seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, they to whom it was first preached enter not in because of unbelief." So many did not enter into Christ's rest because of what? Unbelief. Verse 7, "Again, he limited a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if he will hear his voice, harden not your heart, brothers and sisters." Again, I'm reading Hebrews chapter 4. I'm at verse 8 now. "For if Jesus has given them rest, then would he not afterwards have spoken of another day? There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he has also ceased from his own work, as God did from his." So if we enter into Christ's rest, if we are his children, we're ceasing from working. We're not doing any type of working. We're not doing anything on the Sabbath but resting. So I just, again, I want to encourage my brothers and sisters to, you know, take the Lord at his word, and let us keep the Sabbath holy by resting and not doing our own work or doing anything that is not of God. So I'll open Sister Powell's line so she can give us a word of prayer before I open the line for Brother Recorder. Again, happy Sabbath, and just want to welcome each and every one of my brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. 518-951, could you please give us a brief word of prayer before we go into the main service?
All right. Good evening, my dear beloved. Happy Sabbath. This is a poet. Before I pray, my dear beloved, I do not know what is happening on the line, because I pressed quite a while, and I was here waiting to give my praise report and to wish everyone happy Sabbath. But eventually, I don't know what is happening. Maybe we're having technical difficulty. But I just want to give God thanks for being here on the line and to listen to my brothers and my sister, and how much we are in tune with God's blessed Sabbath day that he has given unto us. So happy Sabbath again, my dear beloved, and I will just offer a short word of prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for this blessed Sabbath day. You are so good. You are so great. As we come before you, help us, Lord. Have your own sweet way in our life. Have mercy upon us, dear Father. Help us, dear Father, that we will continue to stick close and draw closer to you as our personal Savior, and to be obedient to your Sabbath. And help us, dear Father, that we will always go to share your Sabbath out there by teaching others, and to let them know that one day, soon and very soon, you are coming back for a prepared people. And help us that we will be all ready. Father, we ask you to bless the speaker tonight and bless each heart, and have mercy upon us again. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Paul. Yes, I didn't see that, you know, that you pressed one before. So if you, since you didn't get a chance to share, you can go ahead and do that now, my sister.
No, Sister Carla, we prayed for the speaker. That's okay. Thank you. That's okay.
Okay. Amen. Thank you. Amen. So now that we will go and open the line for Brother Ricardo. Again, happy Sabbath. 610704, your line is now open.
Good evening. Thank you so much, Sister Carla, for opening my line.
Amen.
Amen. Happy Sabbath, everyone. Safe to another week. The Lord has brought us on our way. God is good to us, and we just all want to give him thanks as we're going to go into his word briefly, beloved. And we're going to look at, again, the third angel message, preparing our people to stand. As we see, the crisis is increasing. Remember, when it's a time of trouble, is increasing in the land. Just remember that Jesus Christ is coming. And we want to meet our Lord in the air. Amen. So my duty is to help God's people to prepare to meet their God. Amen. But remember, in order for us to see Jesus, in order for you and I to go before the judge, you're going to prepare all of your documents and all of your evidence, right? So God give us the documents and all of these evidence, which is his word, to prepare us. So when the time comes for us to stand in judgment, you and I can stand without fault, without wrinkle, without blemish. When God look upon us, he's supposed to see Jesus form within the hope of glory. So let us pray. Father in heaven, we come before your presence. Nothing good I have done. Thank you so much for this prayer line, Advent Ministry. We ask you to continue to bless the Mother Radio, oh God. Thou art worthy to be praised. Bless my brothers and sisters who give their testimony and those who are listening, oh God. You know where they are at this moment. I ask you to send a special blessing for them with your Holy Spirit and your holy angel to tabernacle and to be with them. Let your holy presence be with us at this moment. Grant me now your Holy Spirit. Touch my lips and purge me from all unrighteousness. Put your hand on my mouth and put your words in my mouth. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, so we're going to look at part 6, the third angel message, preparing our people to stand true unto the Lord. Part 6 of this message. And we are talking about, because when you look into, because remember, the third angel, beloved, points us to the sanctuary. And when you go into the sanctuary, you're going to see your high priest, Jesus Christ. When you enter into the sanctuary again, you see Jesus Christ. But the third angel message where Jesus is at, interceding on our behalf. But Jesus was the first one that preached the third angel, the mighty angel that come down in Revelation 10. Now I'm going to read a quotation for you before we go into our word. I'm going to read a quotation for you, Council on Diets and Food, page 349, paragraph 1. It read, Let the people be taught how to prepare food without the use of milk or butter. Tell them that the time will soon come when there will be no safety in using eggs, milk, cream, or butter. Why? Because disease in animals. I want you to listen to this. So the council is telling us, tell the people that the time will soon come when there will be no safety in using eggs, milk, cream, or butter. Why? Because disease in animals is increasing in proportion to the increase of wickedness among men. So hold it right there. So while we see the wickedness of men is increasing, right? The disease in animal is also increasing. But I'm using the spirit of prophecy as a proof. So now we're going to look at the Bible as a proof, because people are coming down because of eating these things. But God have God give us a diet. And the Lord is showing us that these types of food bring on disease and we suppress the immune system. That's why the immune system is suffering with all of these diseases. So we want to know if the time is now. So let us see. Let me go read a little bit more for you. The time is near when, because of the iniquity of the fallen race, the whole animal creation will groan under the disease that curse our earth. Are you hearing this? The whole animal what? Creation will groan under the diseases that curse our earth. So we want to know if the time is now for us not to use these things. Milk, butter, eggs, and cream. When I'm going to give you some Bible verse, let me give you, go with me to Numbers chapter 11, verse 4. Numbers chapter 11, verse 4. Let us see what the Bible has to say. This is in Numbers chapter 11, verse 4. This is when God was taking the children out of Egypt, and he had them. And he changed their diet in giving them manna from heaven. And the children of Israel, they mourn and they cry for meat. This is not God's original plan of this kind of diet. God's original plan to take them off of flesh meat and to give them a better plan, a meal plan. And he was feeding them with manna. But the manna, what God was feeding them with, all of the nutrients that you can think of, iron, copper, magnesium, potassium, zinc, and all of these nutrients that your body needs was in manna. But let us read Numbers chapter 11, verse 4. Listen right here. Numbers chapter 11, verse 4. And the mixed multitude. What? Mixed multitude. So when God delivered the children of Israel, there were among them a lot of the Egyptians. In other words, you have the Jews and Gentiles mixed together. But the mixed multitudes are those who are not Jews. But because of the mixed multitude, they're going to cause God's people to cry out for meat. Watch this now. And the mixed multitude that was among them fell a lusting. Lusting after what? Fell a lusting. And the children, mixed multitude. Now, so the Bible is being clear now, beloved, right? And the children of Israel also wept again and said, who shall give us flesh to eat? Are you seeing this, beloved? One, the uncircumcised crying out of a lusting after flesh meat. And so because many of the children of Israel, they are not also converted, fully converted, they cry out also for meat. And God is a gentleman. He honors you and our decision. But God say, I'm going to give you the meat, but you're going to eat the meat till it come out through your nostril. What do you mean I'm going to eat meat and it's going to come out through my nostril? Notice now, beloved, don't get me wrong. You have clean meat and you have unclean meat. Are you with me, beloved? So even the clean meat, we are told, because of the disease, when you partake of these things, the disease come upon your body now. So your immune system is suppressed. God create you and that body to fight off disease. Are you with me, beloved? So I'm not condemning anyone of meat eating. God, if you love God, you're going to do what he say. Amen? So watch this now, beloved. I want you to look at this. And the mixed multitude that was among them fell a lusting. So who fell the lusting? The mixed multitude. This is not Christian now. You have pagan mixed together if you want to go there. And the children of Israel also wept again. Now, I want to carry to another verse. Go with me now. So remember, God respect our choice. God said, I set heaven and earth as a witness against you. Choose this day who you may serve. So God give us the choice to choose. But God say, I know what best for you. Do you know what man, remember when man sinned, God also addressed Adam and Eve? God never allowed Adam to choose his meal. God gave Adam a meal plan. Are you with me, beloved? Because he's the one that created the body, not we ourselves. Are you with me? So if God gave you and I a meal plan, can you we not follow it? Watch this now. So because we want to have our own way, your decision. But watch this now. Romans chapter 1. I'm coming back to Numbers. Go with me to Romans chapter 1, verse 24. Numbers chapter 1, verse 24. God loves you and I, beloved. And I'm trying to show you. Because our time is coming, beloved. That you're going to realize, are you going to wish, why I did not partake of the help message? The help message is going to help you and I to go through the time of trouble. The present truth message is going to help you and I to go through the time of trouble. The help message is also righteousness by faith. Present truth is also righteousness by faith. This is the faith of Jesus. Jesus was a preacher and a healer. Watch this now. Romans chapter 1, verse 24. Romans chapter 1, verse 24. Let us read from verse 23 to 24. Numbers, and change the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Verse 24, now, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts. Are you hearing this, beloved? The mixed multitude fell lusting. So I'm going to show you that God even honor you and I decision. Are you with me? Watch this now. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their what? Own hearts. Your own way. That's what the Bible says. Lean not on your what? Own understanding. To dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Because why? You and I body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. So when you want to put whatever you want to put in it, you dishonor God's temple. You dishonor God's vessel. I know you and I, we are grieving the Holy Spirit, which is going to seal us. Because remember, the help message, it is a message. The third angel, it is a message. And if you follow the third angel, he will say, seal. And if you do not follow this message, it will say death. No seal for you. Fear. So let me give you an example. Do you remember a leper? In the old days when a leper was coming to the market, and you know he have leprosy, and because the body is decaying and they stink and all of these things, beloved, they experience. So in order for them to go through wherever they are going, when they are approaching the people, they would say, unclean, unclean, unclean. When we put these things in our body, the Holy Spirit is saying that, unclean, unclean, I can't dwell. So God is helping you and I now. Because remember, in Romans chapter, you say, my brother, I don't get you. Let me give you now. Romans chapter 12, verse 1, what Paul said, I therefore beseech you, brethren. That word beseech means I beg you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body as a what? Living sacrifice. Hold it right there. When we eat meat, you are putting dead cockroaches in your body, dead flesh in your body, I mean. When you're eating vegetables, you are putting life in your body. Are you with me, beloved? Don't these things make sense? God give you a meal plan which put in life in the body because life is leaving you and I body. Because of sin, we die, both spiritually and also physically. God tell Adam, if you eat of the tree, you shall die. But Satan come and tell Eve, you will not surely die. But immediately when she partake of the food, she dies spiritually and also physically. But the physical death is a slow process. That's why you start to see wrinkles, gray hairs. pain in the body and all these things, beloved, because of sin, disobedience. Obedience is a choice, but obedience comes with blessing. God loves you, and he cares about you and I, temple. Now, go back with me now, beloved. Let me show you something, because God said they're going to eat the meat until it come out of your nostril. This is dealing with mucus. Do you know that mucus, because of mucus buildup, it can cause bowel problems. It can cause constipation. It can cause thyroid problem. Do you know that? Mucus, it is a dangerous thing, beloved. Go with me back to Numbers chapter 11, verse 20. God said they're going to eat the meat until it come out of their nostrils. If we are preparing for heaven, beloved, we ain't going to be up in heaven catching fish with a line. I am not against anyone who eat these things, beloved, because I used to eat it. But when God gives us a blueprint, we have to follow it. Amen? Go with me to Numbers now, chapter 11, verse 20. But even a whole month, and until it come at your nostril, and it be loathsome unto you. What does that word loathsome mean? Hate. These children of Israel will hate what is coming out of their nose, out of their nostril. Slime and all these things, beloved, coming out, cause them to be stuffy. Are you with me, beloved? So when you eat fruits and vegetables, it eliminated toxin in the body, waste in the body. But when you're eating these foods, it causes a buildup. Are you with me, beloved? Just like you got to go into your bathroom and use the plunger to plunge on whatever the way. You and your body need to plunge. Need to clean out the body. So God said, because they murmur, because they complain, God said, okay, I'm going to give you this, but you're going to eat it and it's going to come through your nostril. Mucus. If you realize the truth, every time you talk, or if you laugh, or your throat need to be clear, get some onion, and a warm onion, not too hot, and put it on your throat. Put a little saran wrap around your throat, and it will those mucus from your throat. And also enema. We need to do enema, beloved, because God said he tried the rain on the heart. The body also need to cleanse. The blood need to clean. Why? Because when God is judging your life, do you know that he look at the reins? What is the reins? The kidney. The kidney filter the blood. Why do you think God burned the kidney and the liver? The kidney represents spiritual work. The kidney filter the blood. A quarter of blood in a couple of minutes. I don't remember how many minutes. The kidney is filtering in the blood. Also, the liver helps the kidney. So watch this. Work and faith combined. The Bible says faith without works is dead. So now you and I, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. This is another health study I have to show you, but you have to be in person for how to show you that on a computer. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. The health message is going to help you and I to get victory over sin. The health message helps you to have a clear mind. The health message will help you not to be sickly. It will renew your strength, your stamina. Jesus loves you, beloved. Now let us move on now. Let me read one more quotation for you. Consult on diet and food, page 400, paragraph 4. There are those among Seventh-day Adventists who will not heed the light given them in regard to this matter. They make flesh meat a part of their diet. Disease come upon them. Sick and suffering as a result of their own wrong course. Lord have mercy. Are you hearing this, beloved? There are those among Seventh-day Adventists who will not heed the light given them in regard to this matter. They make flesh meat a part of their diet. What is the result? Disease comes upon them. What else? And sick and suffering as a result of their what? Own wrong course. They ask for the prayers of the saints of God. But how can the Lord work in their behalf when they are not willing to do his will? Are you hearing this, beloved? How can the Lord work in our behalf when they are not willing to do his will? When they refuse to heed his instruction in regard to health reform. It's just like some of you, a lot of you, your parents, if your child is not following your rules or regulations, you may go out and say, son, I'm going to the store. Can you wash up the plate for me? So when I come back, I can put on the pads and all that, right? So to prepare food, your daddy soon come home. When you come back home now and you realize, no, the plate don't wash, how are you going to feel? And you know, okay, your husband is coming in 2 hours. You want to make sure everything is ready because you know he's working all day. When you come back, you're going to be frustrated, right? You're going to be mad. How do you think God feels when he gives us his instruction? And Jesus said, why you call me Lord? I do not the things I say unto you. All of us want to please our loved ones. If you follow what Jesus said, you please him. You please God. When you honor Jesus, you are honoring the Father. And when you are honoring Jesus and the Father, you are honoring the Holy Spirit. God said, I show my servants. I reveal the secret things to my servants. Only one church of this blessing, and we are not partaking of it. We must partake of God's counsel for you and for each and every one of us. For 40 years, the light on health reform has been coming to the people of God, but many have made it a subject of jest. Some people laugh at illness, the subject of health. They have continued to use tea, coffee, spices, and flesh meat. Their bodies are full of diseases. How can we, I ask, present such ones to the Lord for healing? I hear in this beloved the council say, how can we, I ask, present such ones to the Lord for healing. There's another quotation that says, when the sick one come to the ministers and pray, the minister, when they are praying for that sick one presumptuously. Lord have mercy, as you are here in this time to pray. Why? This is the condemnation. For light is come, and men love darkness rather than light. What causes condemnation? God do not condemn you when you do not know what is right. Light does not condemn a man who are in darkness. Are you with me? Light is just to show that person who are in darkness. To show them the right way. But the condemnation comes when the light is given and rejected. For God said, for you are set at naught all of my counsel, and you will none of my reproofs. We cannot lead ourselves. There's nothing in us, nothing good. Let us follow God's blueprint. Let us follow God's blueprint. He loves you. Christ cares about each and every one of us. Time is winding down. Time is winding down. They say we have 2 more years, beloved, and it's going to be a bloody world, meaning of the civil war, because their plan, the power that be plan, is make sure all of the store locked down, make sure your bank account locked down, retirement vanish. How shall we stand in that great day? Stand up for Jesus. Stand up for Jesus, beloved. The time is now. No more stubbornness. No more saying yes, amen, and put it off. If you know you have a serious case and you're going to go before the judge, who are you going to go before that judge? Fearful, right? Your heart is beating, right? Yeah, you know you have a serious case. You don't know if you're going to go in prison. You don't want to go to jail. You don't want to get locked up. You are praying and you are begging. You have a lawyer, right? And you have a public defender. And you present yourself. You can present yourself before God. But Jesus Christ is your only lawyer. And you will not have a fire in heaven. When you get a speeding ticket, you go to the courtroom. If you want to fight it, if you want to say guilty, you know you were speeding. You were speeding. And you just let it go. You just pay the penalty, pay the money, right? Judgment hour is coming. Or will you and I stand before a holy God? When did Jesus look at me on our record? You think he's going to let us in heaven? Are you going to examine us? The case has to be examined. You have to be tested to show if you are loyal or disloyal. You ain't going to let anybody into your house, right? Especially you know that person cannot be trusted, just like God. God said, I give you these things to show what was in your heart, to test you, and I, beloved. Go with me to Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 26 to 28. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 26 to 28. Let's read. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day. A curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God. But turn aside out of the way which I command you this day to go after other gods which ye have not known. So God said, you want to bless us? Condition. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. God is being specific. He's a specific God. So you're going to help us out, because if somebody says there's a blessing and cursing, so what is the condition of these blessing and cursing? So I can choose. Amen? A blessing if ye obey, what? The commandments, the statutes, the counsel. A curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God. So God's blessing come upon condition. Are you with me, beloved? God's blessing come with conditions. So remember, I was showing you, sir, tell them that the time is coming that when there will be no safety in using milk, eggs, butter, and even animal product or dairy products. Eating red meat will kill you, say scientists. Is our ground meat safe to eat? They tested 351 packages of ground meat and found dangerous bacteria in almost a third of the chicken samples we bought. Deadly bacteria in ground beef. Are you hearing this? Deadly bacteria in ground beef. Remember, I read the quotation for you on Council on Diet and Foods. Let the people be taught how to prepare food without using milk, dairy products, or butter, dairy products. Tell them that the time will soon come. So I'm looking, we are reading the spirit of prophecy, but we want to see if the time is now. The time is now. These things, they are not safe to use anymore. Let us continue, beloved. Let me give you more. Mercury on our seafood. They are sure to realize that mercury is in the fish. poisonous, toxic. Mercury causes memory loss. Mercury causes you to have, your behavior will change. People think you're what do you call this behavior? Schizophrenic or bipolar. One moment you're normal and the next moment you flip. These are the things that are going on in the animal. Remember, the disease is increasing and also the wickedness among men. Right? What else? Bird flu forces Ohio eggs farm to euthanize 3 million chickens. Bird flu, disease in chickens. Clean meat now. Cows. Beloved, let us take heed now. Let us go one more step. But we see that part. Let us go to another segment now. Let me read this quotation for you, beloved. This is crazy right here. I'm going to read this spirit of prophecy, and I'm going to show you things that is going on in our time. Satan get it now. Council for the Church, page 101, paragraph 5. Council for the Church, page 101, paragraph 5. Satan gathers the fallen angel together to devise some way of doing the most possible evil to the human family. Let us digest that a little bit. Are you hearing this, beloved? Let me read it again for you. Satan, angels together, to what? Devise some way of doing the most possible evil to the human family. One proposition after another was made. So all of the angels, the demons is coming. Who have this way? I can destroy all of them. I come up with this plan. I come up with that plan. All of the demons coming. Everyone coming with a plan. And Satan said, listen now, one proposition after another was made. Till finally, Satan himself thought of a plan. Now, remember, all of the angels coming up with their plan now. So which way we can use, we can come up with a plan to, or we can destroy the human family. Final plan. What is this plan? Listen now. He would take the fruit of the vine, use liquor, wine. Wine is a mark of strong drink, is raging, and he that is partaker of is not wise. He would take the fruit of the vine, also wheat. Now, these modern wheat, beloved, they tear up the gut. But this is another study right here, beloved. The wheat that you and our grandparents used to eat is not the same wheat. Let me just continue to read. He would take the fruit of the vine, also wheat and other things given by God as food, and would convert them into poison. Hold it right there. Are you hearing this? Satan will take what? The vine, the wheat, and other things given by God as food, and what he will do with it, and would convert them into what? Poison. Now, I'm going to finish reading this quotation, and we want to know what Satan going to put into the food to poison and break down the human structure, break down the family of God. Break down the immune system. Watch this now. He would take the fruit of the vine, also wheat and other things given by God as food, and would convert them into what? Poison, which would ruin man's physical. Lord have mercy. Are you hearing this? So these poison are going to destroy man what? Ruin man what? Physical, mental, and moral powers. And so overcome the senses that Satan should have fully controlled. Mercy. Let us listen to this, beloved. Listen to this, beloved. Listen to this.
Shall we call for the scientists that are funded through the Gates Foundation have invented a lettuce that has the vaccine in it?
Scientists? The Gates Foundation come up with a plan. They are using the vegetable now to put the vaccine into the food that we eat. Remember, Satan come up with a plan. This is spiritual prophecy now. I'm showing you that this, the lady, Sister White, was a prophet of God. She was inspired, beloved. Remember now, right? Let me go back again. Listen now. Sit up now. Listen now, beloved. Let me play it back again for you. Listen. We are using spiritual prophecy and these current events to show you if the time is now. Listen.
Tell me.
Let me turn it up a little bit for you. Okay, it's up. Okay, now. Play
call for the truth. The scientists that are funded through the Gates Foundation have invented a lettuce that has the vaccine in it.
Mm.
So that if we don't agree to vaccines, we eat the lettuce.
Are you hearing this? If we do not agree with the vaccine, we eat the lettuce. Let us continue.
Let me get the vaccine. Scientists in California are trying to grow medicine-filled spinach and lettuce.
Somebody sent me a thing this morning where they're talking about putting the vaccine into salad dressing or salad. Have you seen it? Yes. Have you seen it? I mean, and I'm thinking to myself, this is the bizarre world, right? This is definitely the bizarre world.
They have also genetically modified mosquitoes, and they have released them in California, which has no mosquitoes.
Hmm.
And now people are being vaccinated by mosquitoes. Everything with nature can prove to be fatal. Yet, in the quest for scientific advancement, humans continue to experiment with nature. 20 million genetically engineered mosquitoes. What will they do? We are watching it play out in front of us. Who are encouraged to care. It is why the world is deconstructing.
So it is wise for us to what? Prepare and to prepare to plant our own food. Beloved, wherever you are, if you are contemplating country property, beloved, country living, if you are in the city at this moment, even get a little pot. Start to grow some lettuce. Try to grow your own food, beloved. Even if you don't have no balcony, put something at the window. If you get a little tray, beloved, God will bless your effort. This is what I used to do in Pennsylvania, beloved. I used to put my little stuff. Put my little carrot every day. I come home and watch it and I pray and I say, Lord, I want to go to the country. This is when COVID just hit. I said, man, this is a forerun, beloved. When I see the lockdown and everything, I say, man, I do not want to get trapped. But beloved, I am not here to fear you, to scare you, but to show you, beloved, the time is now. The time is now for us to prepare. Stop play church. Get ready. Listen to this other one now. So this lady was talking about the Gates Foundation. I want you to hear it from Bill Gates' mouth. Bill Gates is vaccinate the cows and the chickens. Let us hear what he has to say now. Let us hear it from the horse mouth, beloved. Watch this. Listen to this.
Well, the Gates Foundation has partnered with DFID on a great number of things, and among those are work we do together on livestock. Helping animals survive, either by having vaccines or better genetics.
Helping animals to survive or by vaccine or other better genetics. So they are giving the animals to survive because of whatever, to combat climate change. Give them vaccines. Whatever. So let me go back. Play it back. Hello.
On a great number of things, and among those are work we do together on livestock, helping animals survive either by having vaccines or better genetics, helping them be more productive. It's making a big difference. Down in Ethiopia, seeing how chickens are out there laying more eggs, getting more nutrition, and even some small savings into the household. So Edinburgh happens to be where a lot of the world's best work on this is done, and that's why DFID and the Gates Foundation are funding scientists here.
Levin, are you hearing this? No, he's saying that now the chicken is better off. They're laying more eggs now because they have vaccinated the chicken. And now you who eating these things, beloved, is going to harm you. So I'm just trying to help you, beloved. Pray and ask God. The time is now. The time is now. Let us move on, beloved. Jesus Christ is coming, beloved. Get ready. Now, not only that, beloved, do you know that they want the bee where we get honey from? U.S. approves experimental bee vaccine. Are you hearing this, beloved? The U.S. approved scientists to vaccine the bees. My beloved, they have tried to do everything. The Bible said the hearts of man are going to walk cold, beloved. This is coldness. Listen what the governor in Florida said. Governor DeSantis, globalist elites using COVID jabs to depopulate the planet. Now, this is not an ordinary man now. This is a governor for Florida. This is the governor for Florida. You can type it in, and you'll find it right there, beloved. They're against this man because now we try to expose who the elites. Who are the elites? The rich man, the moneyed man, the deep state, the shadow government, the Illuminati, the Jesuits, the Rockefellers, beloved. All of them, they are coming up with these things to kill you and I. That's why God gave us a blueprint, the health message. God gave us this health message before even these things coming to pass, beloved, because God see the future. He see the beginning and the end. And we doubt the spirit of prophecy. We mock the woman of God. We doubt. Only if she's inspired. So she have third grade education. You know, she couldn't, if you have third grade education, how you write all of these things and without the spirit of prophecy. But when we are sick and come down with all of these things, we'll call for the medical missionary and we'll spend so much money and buy all of these herbs and not recover. God say, I can't heal you. No, I'm not going to do it. I will let you suffer and your suffering will bring glory to me. And one day I will explain to you why I don't answer your prayer. Because some of you know, some of us know, and we are stubborn. We don't want to take heed. When you eat right, your body will have electric energy, beloved. You will not droopy and drain, beloved. When I go to work, beloved, everybody drains. I am older than a lot of the people in my department, and I'm telling you, they look like 50. And a lady see me, I say, how you, and I ask my age, I say, oh, you look so young. I'm older than, way older than her, and she look like a whole lady. These people drink Coke, coffee every day, beloved. They eat wrong, and I'm trying to help them in their health. But I do not condemn them. And they always ask me these things. But we who have these lights, but the world do not have it. They are seeking for this light, what we have. We throw it under the bed. We throw it on the table. Dust full these books. We do not read them. Listen to this other one, beloved.
Vegetable oils belong in the engines of cars, not in your food.
These are not real food products. These are products made in factories. These are products that require heat, chemicals, and high pressure to extract what little oil there is.
The heat and chemicals used in the manufacturing process oxidizes these delicate seed oils. When you eat oxidized vegetable oils like soy, canola, corn, and safflower or sunflower, they create free radicals throughout your body that are highly inflammatory and known to cause heart disease and cancer. Why are we always trying to eat more antioxidants? To combat free radicals like the ones found in refined vegetable oils.
And then they're used by restaurants in the most in the most carcinogenic way possible. They heat them, reheat them, cool them off, eat them again, and use them for reuse. So switching to vegetable oils or seed oils is probably a terrible idea for business.
One researcher from the University of Minnesota went to a variety of fast food restaurants in her neighborhood and purchased French fries, and then took them back to her lab for testing. She found numerous compounds of toxic aldehydes in the fries. Aldehydes are known to cause gene mutation, alter RNA and DNA, and trigger massive inflammation in the body.
Vegetable oil is highly toxic, and anyone who advises people to eat vegetable oil is also giving misinformation.
I tell my clients to avoid the industrial seed oils as much as possible.
If it comes in a bottle or a box, it probably contains vegetable oils. From crackers to cookies, mayonnaise to salad dressings, baby food, and even baby formula.
They're not natural. They've been shown to be pro-inflammatory. And in some studies, like the Minnesota Coronary Experiment, the Sydney Diet Heart Study, they've shown that, yes, they lower LDL, but they actually do nothing or they worsen all-cause mortality.
Before we can carry the message of present truth in all its fullness to other countries, we must first break every yoke. Review on Errol, February 6, 1908. These oils bring on the sickness I'm looking for. Arthritis, yes, arthritis. Because of these oils, beloved, a lot of inflammation in the body. And God called us to detox the body. As we as present true believers and medical missionaries, do you know that every month your body is supposed to at least clean out the bowel, the liver, the blood? Do you know that? Also, I beseech you again, by the mercies of God, that you and I present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord. The sacrifice must be what? Acceptable and holy. A living. Hold it right there. Your body's supposed to be a what? Living. So if you put dead things in the body, does the sacrifice become living anymore? No. It is not living. God considers it as a dead sacrifice. Does these things make sense? No. Listen to this now. Go with me now to the Bible now. Let me give you some Bible. A lot of things going on, beloved. And I marvel. Jesus Christ is coming. So let us get ready and get others ready. Prepare for what is coming. Let us prepare, beloved. Jesus loves us. And I'm telling you, we must get ready. I don't know who I'm talking to, but beloved, please. Take heed. Don't come on the prayer line week after week and hear these things. And don't do nothing with it. Anything with it. When the law of God was broken by Adam and Eve, the human brain was turned upside down. Man now was functioning from the limbic system. Why we cannot get it right? Because we are functioning from the limbic system. We eat whatever we want, we do. We live the way we want. We choose. But that's the truth. I am a God and I'm not a bully. I give you a choice. Because of sin, man's brain was turned upside down. And we are not functioning from the frontal lobe. Do you know that the health message helps you and I to think from the frontal lobe? Listen to this. When the law, in Genesis 3, when the law of God was broken by Adam and Eve, the human brain was turned upside down. Man now was functioning from the limbic system. You may have never heard this, but the limbic system is the natural man, the carnal man. Hunger, pride, and all these things, right? Rather than from the frontal lobe. The frontal lobe is the spiritual man. That is, so you, the frontal lobe, when you're functioning from the frontal lobe, you can comprehend spiritual things with spiritual. Before the fall, man was now functioning from the frontal lobe. And after sin, man now was functioning from the limbic system. Watch this now. Help is coming. The health message, what I just said, the health message, what I just said, the health message. You don't get that. The health message was given to us to help us to function from the frontal lobe. A clear, sound mind. The vegetable and the rice eating, exercise, sunshine, rest, fresh air, regulate the blood. Filter the blood. Your vegetable is your medicine. Your orange, your grapefruit, your melon, your pineapple, your cantaloupe is your medicine. Not seedless. Seed. Are you with me, beloved? If it's seedless, it is not real. It's right out of your house. Man tamper with that one. So, beloved, we got to pray hard. You can't even say, Father, thank you for this food. Bless it. Brothers and sisters, for real, I don't know about you. It seems like you need to take even 25 minutes to pray for your food now, because if they are saying, what's the reason with me? If they are saying they are putting these things in the food, in the vegetables, you and I, plant-based eaters, you know we eat our vegetable every day, our fruits. Before you eat, you know you have to eat your fruits in the morning. You know you're eating your food, your meal, you got to eat your salad. You got to think hard now and say, Lord have mercy. Satan is wrath because he knows that his time is short. We're coming to a close, beloved. Jesus Christ is coming. Before we can carry the message of present truth in all its fullness to other countries, we must first break every yoke. We must come into line, we must come into the line of true education, walking in the wisdom of God and not in the wisdom of the world. God calls for messengers who will be true reformers. We must educate to prepare a people who will understand the message and then give the message to the world. So before we can go out, beloved, we must partake of these things. We must live up to the standard. Listen what you say again. Before we can carry the message of present truth, all its fullness to other countries, we must first break every yoke. The yoke are the stubbornness. The way you break a yoke through prayer and fasting, bad habits, hereditary tendencies, things that passed down from our foreparents, our mother and father, grandparents. Because the heart is stubborn. Our nature is not to pray. Our nature is not to read. Our nature is not to have a desire for the things of God. So God said, I'm going to give you a help message. I'm going to give you a message that can help you both spiritually and physically. So God is doing our work, but he's going to give you a meal plan. So the while God is working spiritually, God's going to activate whatever nutrients and vitamins in the fruit and vegetable to activate, to do its work, to bring nourishment to the body, to replenish back the dead cells that is dying into the body, to bring back life into the body, bring back energy into the body, to bring back strength into your body. And while you are being obedient, I can reveal more things to you. Your mind going to be clearer. You're going to understand because you realize, oh, my body is the temple, the Lord. Which temple are you? Brothers and sisters, softly Jesus is calling. Calling. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. This was just an appeal. I don't preach to you this evening. We just reason together. Beloved, Jesus Christ is coming. Our case we're gonna be examined. We have a case at the bar of God. It's very, very serious. It's going on time. It's wrapping up time. When you are prepared to go on a trip, you're going to make sure you have all of your items, right? So, beloved, buckle up your shoes. Buckle up. Get ready and stay ready. Get others ready. As we are about to depart from the phone, beloved, let not the presence of Christ depart from you. Thank you so much for your patience. Thank you so much, Advent Life family, who come on this prayer line every week. Thank God that the Holy Spirit is still working upon you. Thank you all for your patience to come listen and to learn. I pray that you are growing in grace, in wisdom, in knowledge, and understanding. I pray that you are growing closer to the Lord. Let these messages bring you closer to the Lord. When I hear these messages, beloved, I still have a hunger and thirst. Lord, I need more. I get excited with the things of God. God wants you to have that longing and hunger after him. Are you with me, beloved? Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for your grace and your mercy. Thank you so much for your grace. Thank you so much for your love. Thank you so much for the Sabbath day. Thank you so much for my brothers and sisters who spend a little time to listen and to hear the word of God. I pray that they will take counsel to these things. Lord, somebody's struggling on this prayer line. They cannot do it on their own. Give them the strength. Meet them at their specific need at this moment. Do for them what they cannot do for themselves because they are weak and you are strong. Lord, I pray for a holy angel that excel in strength. Remove this, the evil angel that will bring doubt into their mind. I pray that you may give them the stamina, the determination, oh God. I pray that they will purpose in their heart whatever they are struggling with, oh God. I pray. Give my brothers and sisters the strength. Thank you so much for this prayer line. Continue to bless my brothers and sisters while we're about to depart from each other present. Let not your presence depart from us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Ricardo. A timely message. We usually have health on Thursday, but God is blessing. It said, you know, whenever we hear the word, we have to listen and hearken unto these words. You know, this message was timely to take us into the Sabbath to remind us that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit and nothing unclean cannot dwell in our body, or we cannot put nothing artificial on our body outside. You know, clothing is not artificial unless it's made of fig leaf, and we just have to be mindful because our body doesn't belong to us but to God. So we have to continue to encourage each other and continue to search the scriptures and also continue to look into the law of God, the perfect health, and we will I will look for things that will help to clean the body of the mucus, but we have to cease from eating these things that's causing it. And we know oil also causes mucus, so we have to refrain from much eating of oil or frying our food or our vegetable or whatever, or ground produce or whatever we're using. May the Lord truly help us. I was really touched, and I will continue to talk to the Lord about it and to intercede on behalf of my brothers and sisters and my family. May God truly bless us. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Jesus loves you, and he's soon to come, and he wants you to be in health even as your soul prosper. Amen. Jesus loves you.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or land. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand than to be the king of a vast domain, or be Jesus than anything that this world affords today.